भगवद्गीता 2.33 अथ चेत् त्वमिमं धर्म्यं संग्रामं न करिष्यसि ततः स्वधर्मं कीर्तिं च हित्वा पापम अवाप्स्यसि. सो हियर कृष्णा इज नाउ पॉइंटिंग आउट टू अर्जुना द फ्लिप साइड ऑफ हिज चॉइस. इन द प्रीवियस वर्स ही सेड दैट अ क्षत्रिय शुड बी हैप्पी to be able to fight according to dharma. But he says now in this verse, atha chet, if however you decide not to fight, tvamimam dharmyam sangramam. So dharmyam sangramam, in a righteous war, if in this righteous war if you do not fight, dharmyam na karishyasi, if you do not do your dharma of fighting in the righteous war, ततः द कॉन्सिक्वेंस ऑफ दैट विल बी स्वधर्मम कीर्तिम च हित्वा. यू विल लूज योर स्वधर्म, यू विल हैव लॉस्ट द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू एक्ट एज ऑनरेबल क्षत्रिय, यू विल हैव लॉस्ट योर कीर्ति, योर फेम, एंड हैविंग लॉस्ट दैट पापम अवाप्स्यसि, यू विल हैव एक्यूमुलेटेड पाप, यू विल एक्यूमुलेटेड सिवियर सिनफुल रिएक्शंस. Now, this harkens back to several verses. First of all, this especially is similar to 2.2, where also Krishna has said that you will get infamy. Kutastva kashmalabidam vishame samupasthitam anarajushtam asvargyam akirtikaram arjuna. So there it was mentioned, akirtikaram. You will lose kirti. And here also, kirtim hitva, you lose fame. And papam avapsasi refers back to 1.36, where Arjuna had argued that papam eva shreye dasman hatvaita nata taina dasman narha vayam hantum dhartarashtransa bandhavan svajanam hi katham hatva sukhina syama madhava. So essentially, Arjuna had said at that time that if I fight and kill the Dhritarashtras, then we will get great sinful reactions. So Krishna is countering that, turning that argument on the head by saying that if you don't fight, you will get sinful reactions. How is that? That is because if you don't fight, O Arjuna, then you are acting in a way that is unrighteous. You are acting in an adharmic way, because Kshatriya's dharma is to fight. So when you don't fight, you are not acting according to Kshatriya dharma. And when you don't act according to Kshatriya dharma, then what happens? You get sinful reaction. So dharma, the nature is such that it is not just that the performance of dharma gives piety, but the non-performance of dharma, especially when dharma is expected to be done, that comprises impiety. For example, now a doctor, that there is also in medicine, the crime by negligence. If a doctor knows that a particular patient is sick and can be cured by this medicine, but the doctor doesn't give that medicine, then that is also a crime. The doctor may argue that I didn't give poison, I didn't actually harm the patient, but yes, it may not have been any specific action that the doctor did which caused the harm. There was what the action that the doctor did not do that caused the harm. So crime by negligence is also recognized as a crime. Now suppose terrorist sarin or rampage, and the police decide not to do anything at that time, then that is also considered to be a crime. Many times in wars, after a particular, especially in modern warfare, you know, for example, when the war was, when the Second World War was won, or nearly being won, the German army had been beaten back. Now Germany is considered normally depicted as villainous
the Axis powers are protected as villains and the Allied powers are considered as heroic. Now, yes, about the Axis powers, Germany, Italy, they did many brutal things, Japan, and especially Hitler was behind the Holocaust. But actually, even the Allies were at times quite brutal. So, and after many German cities fell, then the Allied powers, their soldiers went mad. You know, looting the property of the Germans, violating their women, and doing all sorts of brutal things. And the heads of state, the army generals and army commanders, they just turned a blind ear towards it. So that was also a crime by negligence. And similarly, there were many Germans who said that when the Holocaust was going on, at that time, you know, we did not participate in the Holocaust. But neither did they stand up to stop it. And especially those who were in government official posts, often they did, they were culpable because they did not resist it. So the point here is, Krishna is telling Arjuna, you know, not doing your dharma will give you papa. So, swadharma hitva. So, if you do not do your dharma, you will get papa mavapsi. See, you will get sinful reaction. The whole system of dharma is arranged in such a way that everyone performs their responsibility, and by performing their responsibility, everyone moves onwards on the spiritual path, on the path of their spiritual evolution, while also maintaining harmony and order in society. That is the expertise of Varnashram. People progress towards both material and spiritual success. So now the problem comes up when people do not follow their dharma. So if Arjuna the Kshatriya will not follow his dharma, then he will get papa. So Krishna is telling that actually for you as a warrior, there is no duty better than the duty of fighting, which he said earlier. And it has a converse. You know, to whom much is given, much is expected. You know, just as if a player is given the honor of, say, representing India at the Olympics. The player may say, oh, it is because of my practice and my performance that I got the opportunity. Yes, fine. But that may be true. But still, one has been entrusted that opportunity. And one has to perform. And if the person doesn't perform, then that would mean that that opportunity will no longer be there. That opportunity to represent the country was lost. If a person performs carelessly, neglects to do the duty, chickens out because of something, then it is quite different from a person at a local club of chickening out. So a Kshatriya is given enormous honor in the social body. And the Kshatriyas are considered to be, at one level, almost like gods, the representatives of God on earth. The king is called Naradev. Arjuna may not be a king, but Arjuna is a member of the royal family, a dear brother of the king, Yudhishthira. So for such a person, now the honor is not just for one's own gratification. The honorable position is given so that one can make a tangible contribution. If one accepts the honorable position of a Kshatriya but does not make a tangible contribution in terms of doing duty, even when it is difficult to do, then that will be culpable and you will get papa. It's like a judge gets to sit on a high position, gets a good salary, gets a lot of respect. Everybody calls judge your honor. And in this way, the judge is respected. But the judge, while being respected, is also expected to do a heavy responsibility, to hear the full court case properly. And after hearing that court case, to give a proper decision. The judge does not hear about some evidence at all. Or the judge just doesn't come to the court. Even worse. And then the judge may say that a judge neglects to consider certain evidence or something like that. So that it's not what the judge has done, but it's what the judge has not done that makes one culpable. So, here Krishna is telling to Arjuna that this is a great opportunity which most Kshatriyas would welcome. And that welcome would be intelligent because that would this war opens the door to heaven. But for those who do not welcome, those who do not accept this opportunity, they are going to suffer. And the suffering will be in terms of the reaction that they will get because of negligence of duty. Therefore, Arjuna, your fears, your worst fear that you will get sinful reactions that will come true not when you fight but when you don't fight. And therefore, Arjuna, you must fight. That is the subtext of this verse. So in this way, in this verse, actually Arjuna finds that Krishna has turned his argument around. Both the argument of the argument of Pap especially, Krishna has expertly turned around that argument. Thank you.